I see so many of you blew in this morning, that wind coming. Prayer concerns and announcements. Do you want to do the first? Okay, my announcements and prayer concerns that I have here. Karen Pettis's nephew, Bridger Logan, United States Air Force, from Montana, deployed to Kuwait Friday for his first overseas tour of duty, and definitely need to keep the whole family in the prayer as well as Bridger. Caleb's mom, who's Caleb Broder's mom, Chrissy Sammons is home from the hospital. She continues to need prayers for strength and healing. Prayer vigil sign-up is out in the narthex, and we're only about halfway full, so we really need a lot more names. Be sure you sign up. It's a wonderful experience, and many of us have done it. And if you aren't sure about it, just check with someone or check with, I guess, a lot of us. How many of you have done the prayer vigil? Okay, so you can kind of see some hands to go and check on. Also, clipboards are out there in the narthex. They're also outside of Mary's office downstairs. So if you need to see a clipboard, and if you're all going to stay for our soup and dessert auction afterwards, the clipboards will be down there so you can sign up for flowers or for fellowship or whatever you wish, and we really hope people participate. Do you want to do your announcements first?
We want to remember our general conference is going on now. It started yesterday in St. Louis, and so keep that in your prayer. And also, John Phillips, I received a call from Catherine Phillips. John is having surgery on Tuesday for a carotid artery. And also, she called to let me know that her grandson died yesterday. So, Dave Pritchett, we want to keep the Pritchett family in our prayers. Grandson's father. She said grandson, so it's grandson's father. Thank you for that clarification. Because they're both Daves. Okay, all right. So we also want to keep Carrie and Linda and their family in our prayers. There's visitation at Marsh's on Tuesday from 2 to 8, and then Wednesday here at the church from 10 to 12 with the service at noon. So we pray that you can be here, and Carrie, we're supporting you and love you and know our prayers go out to you. Also, this is getting towards the end of February, and there is the new March-April upper room in the back. There's the large print and the small one, so if you would like to receive one of those, please get them in the back as well. And I have a prayer. I was trying to figure out when I was going to do that, but I think I'm going to pray for that now, that came from Bishop Bard for our general conference. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Gracious and loving God who leads, teaches, and guides, you who offer compassion, grace, and mercy, be with us now. We passionately seek your presence during challenging times and circumstances. We trust that you are moving in and around our lives. We, as one part of your body, the church, go into the days and weeks ahead seeking to discern your deep desire for us as the United Methodist Church. Give us courage as we continue to live and respond to your invitation to be your hands, feet, and voice. We ask for a fresh wind of your spirit and guidance for each of us as individuals, for the faithful congregations, and for this global community of United Methodists. We ask for your wisdom and presence for those among us who have been called to serve as delegates as the special session of General Conference gathers. Grant them clarity and discerning spirit as they seek to listen for you in their midst. Reveal to them your deep desire for our future as a church. Give them and us the faith to lay aside our personal wants and needs so that we can truly be present to you, sit with you in reverence and awe, and listen deeply for the still small voice that woos us, comforts us, and invites us to that place where we can live fully and wholly into the kingdom life that you desire for us. We lay all this before you as the deep desire of our hearts and minds in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I think that's all I had.
Okay. We had special announcements this morning. Thank you. Birthdays and anniversaries. I know we have one special birthday, but are there any? I'll share that with you in a moment. Are there any other birthdays this week coming up?
Connie's back here.
Yeah, I know Connie's is our special one. She told me she's going to be 69 again.
Today.
Pardon? Oh, yeah. So it'll be 69 to 68, right? Any other birthdays this week? Well, let's sing happy birthday to Connie. You got it all by yourself, Connie. That's awesome. Any anniversaries this week that we need to recognize? Any anniversaries? None, huh? Okay.
I just saw on the screen as it's rolling, Tuesday is finance and church council. We plan to still have that. So Tuesday, finance, 5:30, 6:30 will be church council. Yes, I know. You're excused.
Need to check the time on these. Please stand for the praise songs, freely, 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 and bind us together. And please remain standing following those for the call to worship.
Thank you.
Please you may share with me in the call to worship. You will read the bold print. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Search the Lord as we find a heart on his teachings.
Come with open hearts and minds, and he will make his will known to you. Please join us in For Healing of the Nations, the hymn on number 428 in the hymnal.
Be seated.
They say that singing is a form of praise in prayer, and I surely do hear it today with your songs. Wonderful job. I have a special thing today with our puppet ministry is going to share with us, and the skit is called Words Do Hurt, and Riley Moore and Tegan McIntyre are our stars in that. Will the children come up for that?
What happened to you?
I got into a fight at school.
What did you fight with? A lion? Bear.
Worse, much worse.
What could be worse than a lion or a bear?
Charlie.
What's a Charlie?
Charlie is a kid at school. He's bigger than the rest of us, so he likes to pick on kids that are smaller.
So what happened? I see you got a black eye.
I got tired of him picking on me.
So what? So because he called you your name, you got into a fight waiting until Mom sees you.
Got tired of him picking on me, and I thought maybe if I fought back, he would stop.
Mom always told me that you should avoid fights because they won't solve anything.
Well, I got tired of Charlie calling me names.
Do you remember the bracelet they gave us in Sunday school? It says, what would Jesus do?
Yeah, so?
So think about it. What would Jesus do? He knows what it's like to be picked on. He knows what it's like to be called names.
Look, little sister, this is different.
How is it different? You were picked on, you were called names. Jesus went through the same thing.
Yeah, I guess he did.
The Bible teaches us that Jesus didn't get angry because he prayed for those who hurt him.
Are you telling me I should pray for Charlie?
Yeah, and pray that your black eye disappears before we get home.
It's not going to be easy to pray for Charlie.
The Bible says love your neighbors and pray for those who hurt you, and it looks like you got hurt.
Charlie's words did hurt me, but I only hurt myself by getting into a fight, because now I'll have to deal with Mom and Dad.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to pray for Charlie and pray for myself so that I won't get angry and fight again.
I'm going to say a prayer too.
What are you going to pray for, Tegan?
You, when Mom and Dad sees that eye and finds out you're in a fight at school, you will be needing prayers.
Facing them will be worse than facing Charlie.
Come on, let's go home, Rocky.
Very funny, little sis.
You girls did great. So now we're going to invite all the children around for a message. Come on up. Can you let me sit down here too? Can I sit with you? Good job, ladies. You can sit right there if you like. Yep. So, did you like that puppet show? Funny. It was funny?
Nope.
Wasn't funny?
Yeah.
All right. So, what did they talk about?
Jesus.
They talked about Jesus. What else was happening? Anybody tell me?
Someone was bullied.
Somebody was bullied. That's right. They got bullied. What'd they do back?
She was trying to fight back.
So she fought back. Are we supposed to fight back?
No.
No. So what do I have here?
Heart.
A heart. What does a heart represent?
Love.
And you know what they said in here that our scripture says? We're supposed to love everyone, even our enemies.
Why?
Right? And pray for them. Pray for our enemies. Is it hard or is it easy? Pray for them? Good for you. They pray? Pray. Those are two words I want you to learn this week. Forgive and pray. Okay? So we're going to pray this morning and you can join me. Can you repeat after me?
Dear Lord,
I pray that you help me
to love others,
even my enemies,
and to pray for them.
Amen. Okay, so what's the two words for the day? Forgive and pray. So can you help pass those out? And here's some for you guys. Who wants a heart? You want a heart? You raise your hand first. There you go. Okay. You going to pass one to your sister? Okay. Okay. There you go. Oh, she got one. There you go. Got enough? Got some over here. There you go. All right. I think everyone has one, right? Okay. Okay. You can, there you go. You can share. Right there, I think. Mallory, I'll get you another one, okay? I have more downstairs I can get you. Whew, I had so many kids I ran out. Wow. Guess I gotta up that number. So now the choir is going to sing. We're going to sing Amazing Grace, and they are just going to turn right where they are. So I will come join them here, and let's sing.
It was just beautiful. Thank you, choir. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Genesis chapter 45, verses 3 to 11 and verse 15. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him. So dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God set me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years. And there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for your many survivors. So it's not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and a lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you here, there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them, and after that his brothers talked with him. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Beth. We are going to pray this morning, but before we pray, I'm going to invite Lorraine Keller and Karen Downing and Carrie Gentry to the front. I've asked each one of them if I could anoint them with oil. They have gone through so much and on time of crisis, and we've been trying to get Lorraine and Karen at the same time, and now with Carrie's crisis, we want to do this as all of you brothers and sisters that are suffering, and know that our prayers are with you, and know that we are doing this for Bob, and Bob is present with us in spirit. All right, so let me anoint each one of you. This oil I received in the Holy Land, it is frankincense and myrrh, so it comes from Jerusalem. Okay. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I anoint you, Lorraine, that God may heal and bring peace and comfort to you in the name of our risen Christ. Karen, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and with Bob's presence here, I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that you may be healed, that Bob may be healed, that you may find peace and comfort, and that both of you will return to wholeness in the near future. Carrie, I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with Linda here as well. That is, you mourned the loss of your daughter, granddaughter. We ask that God can help you to understand, to be filled with the Spirit, to acknowledge that He is God, and to heal and mourn and find peace and comfort in these days and weeks and months and years ahead, and that you will know Him completely as your Savior. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, God speaks to you sometimes. I'm up here, but I'm just going to ask the congregation, come on up. We're just going to bathe them now that I've anointed them, and we're going to pray again for all 3 of you with the congregation coming. Come and lay hands. Those of you that want to stay in your seats or are farther away, just put your hand out. We bless these people. Lord God, we don't always understand death. We don't always understand pain. We don't always understand suffering. But we know who you are. We know that you are Creator. We know that you are God. And we know that you are in the midst of all of our lives, every minute, every second. You even know the hairs on our head. So, Lord, I bring these 3 to you, Lorraine and Karen and Carrie and their families. And I ask, Lord, that in this time of suffering, that you will bring them that peace that passes all understanding, that you bless them and anoint them with your love. In the name of our risen Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yep. As they go back to their seats. We just continue to pray for all those others that are hurting and have issues and finances and trying to find a job and are hungry and are poor. And I don't know if you've seen a theme throughout this day, but the theme is that we are to love one another. And our theme is that we are to love our enemies. And right now, this is a hard sermon to preach. When we've gone through the week that we have gone through, and in days that you always don't feel like forgiving God. So I'm just going to say a brief prayer, and we'll go to our Lord's Prayer. God, once again, we lift up our general conference. We lift others in the church who are hurting, who need you, Lord, who their life is being turned upside down. They're struggling. Whether it's spiritually, emotionally, financially, Lord, we give them to you. And we ask that you bathe them. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring each one of us to have the best relationship, the closest relationship that we can have with you, that we open our hearts completely to you, that we can truly not fear what happens here on earth, that we can turn to you with all circumstances and rejoice always, for you are our God and Savior. So, Lord, we give this time to you, we give this worship, and we give you our lives in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So now I want us to turn to our hymnal. So you guys on the screens may have to go back a little bit. And we're going to sing, God, How Can We Forgive? It's a song that I'm not sure I know real well, but why don't you play it through for us once, and then we'll sing it. Okay. turn in the scripture to the Gospel of Luke, to chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. Hear these words. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, as He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, and now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I work on my sermons. Actually, I work on the layout of my sermons for months ahead. And so I have them done through almost Easter right now. So this sermon layout has been done for a month and a half, 2 months. And yet when I go to it this week, and especially later in the week, I went, really, God? But He's telling us this so that we can hear it right now at this very time, on this very Sunday, for whatever purpose it has, that we honor and glorify Him. But I want to let you know, this is not an easy one for me to preach today. Luke is talking about Jesus that has been on the Mount of Plain that I talked about last week with the Beatitudes, blessed is he who. And he follows this in that same teaching. And as I looked up more, because I made a comment last week, I'm not sure where the plain is. Well, the plain is partway down the mountain. So if he was on the mount, doing the Sermon on the Mount, the plain is partway down. And so this is coming to us as he's decreasing down the hill to go back and to walk to other cities and places. And he continues to teach. We just got done talking about rejoicing in all things and having the Beatitudes to bless us. Bless those. And then we come to this section where Jesus continues to teach, but he's teaching about loving enemies. He knows, too, that he has enemies. And we heard that even in the puppets. People hated Jesus Christ. People attacked him. They threw names at him. They did not like him. They talked about him. But he continued to move forward, preach the news, and to continue to teach the gospel and to have that faithful relationship with Jesus Christ. We know that when we have enemies, people who mistreat us, people who talk about us, we don't feel very good about ourselves or especially about them. Especially about them. And when someone deliberately takes a life, there's anger and hatred could come out in a matter of minutes. But God wants us to not judge what happens to those people. God wants us to love those people because those people that are our enemies are still a child of God. Have they sinned by doing us harm? Yes. Is there anyone here that who has not sinned? Or possibly hurt someone else, even if it's with a word or a facial expression or a thought? We are all guilty, yet as human beings, we judge what is the criteria. Well, that sin is worse than this sin. And we talked a little bit about it in Sunday school, and we feel for Carrie and his family. And to us, this is a bigger sin than something else that's happened in our life. However, we are to keep our relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's why God wants us to love our enemy, because see, if we don't forgive them, he will not forgive us. It's about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We may never have to see that person. We may never have to talk to that other person who's hurt us. We may not have to go verbally to them and say, I forgive you. But we need to forgive them no matter what, so that we don't have that barrier with our Lord Jesus Christ. We talk about the Good Samaritan story. You've heard it. Where a man was walking down through Samaria and he was beaten. And then comes along a priest and comes along another Samaritan comes along. You know, there's people that go by. And what do? But they circle around because they don't want to have any involvement. They don't want to get, you know, near that person. Oh, after, you know, that guy's a Samaritan after all. Do not touch that person. Judgment. Judgment, judgment, judgment. But yet, a Samaritan stops and they help out the Samaritan person. They take him and they pay for his health and for his room and board and for meals. And they help take care of that person. That is being the Christian that God wants us to be. But when it's personal, when it's us, how easy is that to do? We're human beings after all, right? Someone slapped you across the face. What do you want to do to them? Smack them back? But our scripture says, well, if they smack you, turn the other cheek and let them smack that one too. We got to remember day and time of culture. Today, that probably wouldn't necessarily be the same scene. But the point being, if somebody robs you and they want your coat, give them your coat, give them your shirt, give them whatever they need. There is evil in this world, and it is real. Satan is at work trying to pull those who are wavering on their Christianity, wavering on their relationship with Jesus Christ, trying to pull them in a wrong direction, that they will make a wrong choice so that they can have them in the palm of their hands. That's when we have to stand up and say, no, that's not right. Now, Jim and I are teaching a lay servant basic class, and yesterday's discussion was ironically on the act of compassion and the act of justice, the works of mercy. What is an act of compassion? Is caring about someone, loving someone. We just did an act of compassion in this church, bringing three of our own people who are hurting, anointing them and praying for them, an act of compassion. We care. We love them. An act of justice is trying to find the fairness in what has happened in one's life. From race to discrimination to women versus men in jobs to murder. Where is the justice? And we fight for justice, for equality, because all of us are equal in God's eyes. All of us are equal in God's eyes. No matter what our past, no matter who we are, God loves each one of us. He wants his children to return to him. All of them. Those that are in jail, those who all of them. All that have done wrong, which includes all of us sitting right here in this very room and listening on the radio. We're all sinners. What he wants us to do is say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. We need to forgive. We cannot judge, folks. And I am the first one to say, is it so easy for me to judge? You're not like me. Are you kidding me? Humanness brings on judgmentalness. It's easy to get trapped into, but we can't do it. We have to stand for the justice of right and wrong. And we have to stand up for God. And we have to turn to him. As hard as it is, we need to turn to God, our Lord and Savior. Because he's the only one that can help us through and this earth with all the evil that goes on. Amen? But is that an easy job? No. That's why we need each other. That's why we need the body of Christ. That's why we need this scripture to say we need to love them. But more importantly, we need to pray. We need to pray for them, those who hurt us. I've been in multiple churches, and there is a church that, you know, some weren't very nice to me. They didn't like me. Sometimes it's even a sibling. They don't like you, right? You ever fight with your siblings? People in school, especially when you're young folks, not everybody's going to like you, and it can be tough in school. I'm talking to these kids right now. It's not always easy. There's going to be somebody that will want to be bully to you. Don't let it happen. Don't fight back. Pray for that person. Walk away from that person. Because sometimes what do we want to do? We want to look like the little girl up here. No. But we want to smack them sometimes, right? How dare you? That's not what God wants us to do. Even though sometimes we feel like it. It's not right to hit someone back. It's not right to bully somebody. It's not right to fight with them. It's not right to hate them. But what is right is, as Christians, we have to say, God, I confess here, this is hard. How do we say to the person that took a life this week, I love you? Really? I'm not sure I'm there yet. But I think I'm at the spot where I could say, Lord, I need to pray for that person. We're not even really sure who did it. And that's frustrating. We want to know. We're human beings. We want to know it all, right? We want the answers. I don't understand. God, give me an answer. Sometimes as Christians, we aren't going to get the answer. We do not know. But what I do know is that God is with us all the time. He is here right now in our presence and with the Gentry family and with all families. He is here for us. Amen. No matter what we go through, no matter the suffering that we go through, God is there. He made Carrie come to church today. Carrie, I looked at this scripture and I went, how am I going to say this with Carrie here? Because I asked Carrie if he was coming to church. How am I going to do that, Lord? Carrie, sometimes I'm as angry as you are. I don't understand this. Let's be honest here. I don't get it. And I'm really praying for what in the world am I going to say on Wednesday at the funeral? Pray for me. This is tough. How do you pray for that person that took Bree's life? We have to give it to God. It's the only way. It's the only thing we can do is give it to God. God, right now, I just give it to you because I don't understand. I'm not sure I can do it. But I want the relationship that you want from me. So, God, I give you that person, whoever it is. And I pray that they will get their act together. And I pray from this that they will recognize the wrong that they have done. And that their life will be changed. And that through this experience, they will find Jesus. Because they didn't have Jesus in their life if they took a life. That's all we have to do. We don't understand life, much less understand death. We don't understand the bullies. And there's bullies around. And they're not just in the schools, folks. There's bullies even in churches. There's bullies in the workplace. There's bullies on the street. But I want to let you kids know, you do not need to be bullied, and neither do any of the adults, because we're all God's children and He loves us. You do not need to be bullied. And if you're bullied, I want you to make sure that you talk to your parents. But you also need to pray for that person that's hurting you. Because life should be the life that we talked about last week when we say rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. In all things, everywhere. For in the end of our life, folks, there will be beauty. The end, as Christians, we will have Jesus Christ right before us. And there will not be any more pain. There will not be any more suffering. We will find the true love that maybe we don't fully understand now. We don't know when that day is coming, but it's coming. And Christ is going to come again. And we need to be ready. And being ready and prepared for Jesus Christ is to forgive and to love. So say it with me: forgive and love. Again, forgive and love. One more: forgive and love. Let's pray. God, it's hard to forgive and it's hard to love. It's easy when it's somebody that we really truly care about, but not when it's not. So help us. Forgive us for maybe not coming to you soon enough or not wanting to come to you to do that. And fill us with the Holy Spirit that we can't help but come to you and say, Lord, we forgive that person. And we know that that's your child as well. And then help us to move forward and to be in the best relationship that we can be in with you. and to share the good news that you love all of us with others. In the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Let's now take up our offering and give to God what he's given to us. Would the ushers please come forward? Father God, creator of all, we come before you giving you our gifts, our love for you, that it may abound in this earth and this kingdom here, that we can love others. So use these gifts and multiply them that your name is known throughout the earth. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. We'll continue standing and sing Pass It On, 572 and on the screen. God loves you. Go in His name, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and know that He is with you wherever you are. Not for you. It can go both ways. God wants us to pray for them. He wants us to love them. Does that mean we have to follow them?
No.
Does that mean we do the same things they do?
No.
No. They don't have to be our best friend, do they?
No.
No. But we need to be kind and caring. We need to love.